Outer Space is closer to Melbourne than Geelong, Ballarat or Bendigo. The Space Show, Wednesdays at 7pm.
Last night, the Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, announced the 2021 Federal Budget. In his speech to Parliament, he made no mention of space or astronomy. Today, the Space Show has been through the hundreds of pages of the budget papers and mined out the allocations to space and astronomy. The budget continues to advocate space as one of six national manufacturing priorities. The Department of Industry, Science, Energy and Resources is to provide $13.3 million over the forward estimates in additional support for the growing Australian space industry. The department will provide $3.4 million in the 2021-22 financial year to the Australian Space Agency. In the following 3 years, these figures are $3.2, $3.3 and $3.3 million approximately. There is also $109,000 allocated to international space investment and $600,000 to the Space Infrastructure Fund. Elsewhere, however, the department budget reports that $4.5 million was spent last year on international space investment and proposes $7.1 million this year, $391,000 in 2022-23, and nothing thereafter. Likewise, that the department says it spent $6.8 million last year on the Space Infrastructure Fund. It will spend $4.3 million this year and $600,000 next financial year. Under the heading Growing Innovative and Competitive Businesses, Industries and Regions, the department last year spent $3.4 million. This year, $8.5 million has been allocated to be followed in the following 3 years by $33.5, $49 and $48 million. As in previous budgets, there is a provision to meet the liabilities under United Nations treaties for damages caused by space and certain high-power rocket activities. The amount set aside is unchanged. Now, this is $3 billion above an insured level. Those organisations launching rockets and satellites are required to take out insurance capped at $100 million. So what it means is, had that Chinese core stage of the Long March 5 rocket that launched the first part of the Chinese space station crashed on your building, or damaged you in some way, or your property in some way, then under the United Nations agreements, China would have had to pay. Likewise, if one of our satellites damages something, then we have to pay. Last year, the department spent $12.5 million providing access to world-leading astronomy infrastructure. In the next 3 years, a little over $13 million has been allocated, and in the 2024-25 forward estimate, this rises to $19.1 million. The Square Kilometre Array project is one of the most ambitious science projects of the early 21st century. It will open up new areas of discovery to revolutionise our understanding of the universe. The government will invest $387.2 million to build one of the SKA telescopes in Western Australia's Murchison region. This includes $64.2 million to establish a specialist supercomputing centre in Perth to process the unprecedented amounts of data that will be generated. The budget papers say the project will deploy 131,072 antennae, yes, I think they've counted them all, at 512 field stations. There will be 350 construction jobs and 230 jobs over the lifetime of the project. Last year, $11.5 million was spent, and this year, $140.7 million has been allocated. In the forward projections, there's $101.1 million in 2022-23, $69.9 million in 2023-24, and $35.6 million in 2024-25. The project is expected to generate spin-off technologies that can be applied in other fields, such as advanced manufacturing. In the 2018-19 budget, $225 million was committed over 4 years to improve global positioning system information. Geoscience Australia's Positioning Australia program is developing a satellite-based augmentation system and upgrading Australia's ground network of global navigation satellite system sites. These will deliver highly trusted 10-centimetre accuracy of positioning services across Australia and its maritime zones. In areas with mobile telephone coverage, this accuracy will be 3 to 5 centimetres. To this end, the Department has increased the budget allocation by $65.4 million. Through the Digital Earth Australia program, Geoscience Australia will continue to partner with industry to develop new, innovative and commercially viable products that integrate satellite imagery and analysis to support Australia's agricultural sector. The government will provide $500,000 for the Resources Technology Showcase, and that's to be held in Perth in June this year. The showcase will provide approximately 10,000 school children with the opportunity to interact with the technology and innovation that drives growth in defence and space industries. The funding will be provided by the Department of Defence.
The Space Show, bringing the universe home to the Bayside, Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.